the wondrous love of God, no man can comprehend the height and depth and breadth of it. Today we come to praise the God of the incredible and to give thanks to the Son who did the unthinkable. He became one of us to save the world. To the honor of the Father, to the glory of the Son, in the fullness of the Spirit, let the praise begin. Children of the King, live in the light of God's love and mercy. In all of creation, there is only one who can save, who can redeem and give hope where there is none. To begin to understand God's love, we need look no further than our own reflection. Could we love like God? Could we sacrifice like God? How do you compare?
Praise the Father.
In the book of 1 John, the Apostle John said, "This is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life." Over 2,000 years ago, on a hill outside of Jerusalem, three men hung from crosses for all to see. Two of the men were criminals. One was a carpenter. As their blood fell to the ground, a crowd hurled insults at this carpenter. Soldiers were on hand to control the onlookers, but many of them joined the crowd in their mockery. Even one of the criminals joined in the insults. Can you imagine the scene? Can you picture yourself there among the throng? By the end of the day, all three men were dead. They were taken from their crosses and buried. But that is where their stories diverge. While two men remained cold and dead, our Savior did the unthinkable. He cast off death's chains and rose from the grave. Can you imagine that? With our mind's eye, let us return to the most horrible, terrible, amazing, beautiful, wondrous 3 days in human history. How much does God love you? How much would Christ give for you? What are you worth to Him? The answer was given at Calvary, when the world witnessed a love beyond understanding. What wondrous love could overcome our sin? Only one love, the love of Christ. Only this wondrous love.
Oh,
love of God reaches across the miles, across time, and never loses its power. Christ is our Redeemer, our King, and our only hope. Our Redeemer, our hope, our Savior, Jesus is all of these things and more. May your Easter be wondrous and your life be blessed abundantly as you stand on the solid rock of Jesus Christ.